Snakes, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Tuesday, September 9th, 2025. The text comes from Numbers 21. From Mount Hor, they set out by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless food. Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole. And if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at the bronze serpent and live. It doesn't look like there was any way to avoid getting bitten by the snakes. Even after the people repented, the snakes were still there, and they had to cope with them. And maybe I shouldn't be surprised, because that's the way it is in our lives too. When we do something wrong and stupid, we still have to deal with the consequences, even after we repent. That broken relationship, that lost reputation, that fine or jail time is still there. But God takes away the worst bit, which is kind of him. That would be the death that results from sin. In the case of the Israelites, all they have to do when they get bitten is to look at the metal snake Moses has put on a flagpole. That's a really weird way to heal people, but it does make it super clear who actually believes in God's promise, because they're the ones who look and live. So what about us? We too get bitten by the snakes of evil that seem to be everywhere in our lives. We live in a broken world, and we ourselves are broken by sin. But God has given us Jesus to heal us. And if we look to him, the one who loves us so much he gave himself up to death for our sakes on that cross, we will live forever. Because he has risen from the dead, and he has promised to raise us too. And he never lies. We pray. Lord, help me to trust you and look to you for help and forgiveness every day of my life. Amen.